Ding dong goes the doorbell, and I look up from what I'm currently working on to my second screen, which is showing me the view from my wireless Wycam camera that for some reason yesterday I decided to train on the front door. It goes all over the place. Funky little thing, but and there's a woman standing there, and I can just see under her suit jacket, Northamptonshire Police badge. I'm like, oh God, what have I done now? Without knowing. And I go downstairs and realise I'm not actually dressed, so very quickly throw some clothes on, then properly go downstairs. Of course, after tweeting, well, should I let her in? It looks like yes. And it's connected to something that happened in Derby during the National Photographers Symposium. Nothing to do with the National Photographers Symposium, more to do with the hotel I was staying in. And a thing that may or may not have happened that I've been now called to go to court. But it's complicated because I actually accidentally met, photographed, and documented the alleged perp of this unmentioned crime. If you check my blogs, you'll find out more of the story. it was the day before. I didn't know what may or may not have happened the day afterwards, so I gave them my business card because I'd taken a photograph and they wanted a copy. So already, now I've kind of put myself in a position to be identified, and I just said, look, I'm a bit reluctant to go to court if I'm going to be sat there, name and address read out, quite easy to find. So they said, okay, we'll send someone around, and that's what this person was. So kind of a nice experience. A nice experience being told that don't worry, they'll do this, they'll do this, they'll do this, they'll do this. Everything bar a helicopter on the roof to bring me in and get me out of there, which I must admit is a bit of a downer. But, I guess with today's cuts, be lucky if you get sandwiches and the train fare up to Derby to testify. And on that note, the very nice experience turned a little bit sad in a way because this person sat in front of me works for the police force but isn't actually a police officer or. Although they have a badge that they can flash to prove that they are connected with the police force. I have my iPad open while we're chatting, and straight away the headlines, Police Force plans 1,400 job cuts. And I mentioned to her, do you fear for your job? She says, oh yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, without a doubt. She said, the police force are planning to remove these connected people's jobs, the people that do a lot of paperwork, a lot of legwork, a lot of door knocking, following up crime, very much connected to assisting with solving crimes, but not the people on the street stopping it in its tracks where possible or being a deterrent where possible, the clothed police officers. So what happens to the clothed police officers when this woman can't do her job anymore? Well, obviously they're going to be doing more paperwork, more door knocking, and I think it's terrible. And she thinks it's terrible, obviously, because she'll be out of a job. In particular, she has to go to certain locations and gather evidence, CCTV evidence from shops or businesses or private places. That could be pretty long-winded, drawn out, a pain in the bum. That will soon probably have to be done by police officers who should be driving around or walking around or cycling around, as I often see them around the forest around here. What else? This kind of thing, this knocking on doors. She was ready with a letter in case I wasn't in. Very pleased that I am because she quite often has to go back repeatedly. This going round and just taking a statement as to why I would appreciate certain special procedures. It was relatively long-winded, although we managed to do it within a cup of tea and not multiple. That's the time that a police officer could be out doing their job, and it's much, much nicer to invite a plainclothes person into my home than have a police car pull up outside where everybody can see. And then a uniformed, baton, mace-wearing, pepper spray, I guess it is, police officer, come into my house. I don't know. I just think these cuts are... Well, we had a discussion about stats. Crime apparently is going down. Well, according to certain people, crime isn't necessarily going down. It's unreported crime is going up. How they know this, I don't know. But there seems to be a few surveys and a bit of research done, and people aren't necessarily reporting crime because they're losing faith in whether or not it could be solved anyway. So what's the point, whether it be unsocial behaviour, whether it be, you know, the broken windows or punch in the face. Some violent crime is going unreported because there's not necessarily any financial loss. So the insurance aren't necessarily asking for a crime number. So people just aren't bothering. Maybe they fear retaliation. All of this stuff is increasing, maybe because we're losing faith in our police force. I'm not saying that we should just have armies of police all over the place, but cuts at a time like this, when people, you know, may not have seen the worst of a recession and will be falling on hard times. I don't know whether it's the right thing to do. It's not my job to make cuts in this area, but I can see a lot more paperwork being done by the people that should be out cracking skulls. Obviously, that's a metaphorical statement. These batons shouldn't be used by force. So she's left a little bit upset, I think, at the thought that, you know, she doesn't know how long she's got left in a job that she quite obviously enjoys. And if someone enjoys paperwork, let them do it. Reducing our police force is just taking us another step closer to anarchy.